Hello and welcome to another Ask Ben W, the video series where I get to tackle one question every single time I walk from my car to my office in Denver Public Schools. Today's question comes from Sandy Lockhead Price, who is also in Denver Public Schools, and she asks, how do we ensure that leaders, school leaders specifically, have what they need for their own learning? How does leadership learn in a digital age? And I've got a couple of thoughts on this, but one of the biggest components of this is simply the way in which you empower and encourage leaders to learn is just by connecting them together. Like, if we are doing nothing else, simply by connecting leaders together so that they can learn from one another and learn from sort of the most important terrible things that they have done, or the most important amazing things that they have done, that if we are doing nothing else, simply connecting them together and giving them the space and time to talk with one another about how to problem solve, about how to create something new within their schools, and then that's what we can be doing. However, I think there's probably some more complexity in there, and one of the ways in which I think we could be giving them time and space to connect with one another that we aren't currently, I would take from a couple of the really amazing school leaders that I know that are blogging or sharing their work, and that is, we could be encouraging school leaders to take more pictures. And I feel like it's a small thing, but the Instagram feeds that I have seen from school leaders who are taking pictures of student work, who are taking pictures of professional development as it happens, who are taking pictures of sticky notes, of ideas that their teachers are having, or opportunities that they are having to come together, by simply capturing it and sharing it with the world, they are doing something that is connecting with others. They are connecting with the thing that resonates most in our schools, and quite frankly, it's the common denominator throughout all of our schools. It's the very real component of the teaching and learning. It's not the abstract lesson planning template or the way in which we are implementing standards. Like, it is none of those things. It is a picture of student work that is happening in their school, and they can talk about it if it is exemplar, and they can talk about it if it is something that they are trying to avoid. And by making it as concrete as possible, they are able to connect with one another about something that isn't strange or doesn't have to be concocted into a, you know, leadership-focused session. I've always kind of said that leadership competencies and leadership practices are some of the most hidden things in our schools. They're not transparent, right? Like, it is very difficult for people to pull out what makes a good leader versus what makes a bad leader. It is very difficult to know, you know, what that looks like without just seeing it. And I think that part of a leader's job, especially in a connected and digital world, is actually just sharing their leadership practices by capturing more of what's going on in their schools and sharing it, by asking more questions about the things that are happening. It really can be that simple. And probably that complex too. One of the leaders that's doing this best right now is Tim Lauer. And if you go to his Instagram feed, he is constantly absolutely constantly capturing the things that are going right and the things that are going wrong in his classrooms and within his school. And there's a joy to it. There is an absolute joy to the way in which he is, capturing the world around him. And I think that that's, you know, pretty spectacular. And I think that it is something that more of us could be doing. More of the school leaders around us could own their learning and could be growing, you know, at a much faster clip simply by learning from one another, by connecting to one another, by sharing their practice. So that's my answer. If you would like to ask a question, simply tweet out hashtag AskBenW or comment on any one of these videos, and I'll see what I can do to answer it. Just so you know, I will be going on a little hiatus. My wife and I are going on a trip for our 11th wedding anniversary. We're taking a train ride out to San Francisco and then driving up the coast, going through the Redwood Forest, and eventually flying out of Portland back to Denver. So you won't see me for a little while, but please feel free to keep on asking questions. I will get to them when I get back. Have a great day.